Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
I can't tell you how many requests we've gotten for this goofy song during the holiday season. So we go out and we do all these caroling gigs with the Frozen Robins, and can you do Dominic the Donkey? We went to a place the other day, and a woman requested it, and we said, no, we don't know this song. Can you sing it for us? She said, I don't know how it goes. Well, then why are you requesting it?
This would be good for you guys, though, I think.
I don't know.
But I never heard of the Italian Christmas donkey before Dominic. I heard of the one in the Nativity story and all. There was a donkey in that one, but I didn't know his name was Dominic. And that he was Italian.
I believe that donkey was an ass. Sorry.
God bless us, everyone.
And for all you people coming home from church, good morning. All right, let's do this.
Let's give him some culture, baby.
Let us go to line one and bring in the stalker. Are you there, stalker?
Yes, I am. I'm videotaping right now. No, just
I know you are. Oh, my goodness.
My poor family coming home from church, and they had to watch 2 hours of you guys singing.
I don't know.
I played it back and said, oh, you got to see this. This is awesome. Especially when he gets right in the camera and says, arrest this man. He's stalking me.
And this is, how do you pronounce your last name, Jim?
Is it right? Solem.
Solem. Jim Solem, who's a listener, who tracked me down at Chicago Botanic Garden last week, started videotaping. And the only way I could get him off my back and to destroy the tapes was to put him on the show. To be part of It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. And I've decided, Jim, that you've got to play Harry.
Okay.
All right, so his line at the end is, to my big brother, a toast, to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Beautiful.
And you're going to follow the line, Uncle Billy saying something like, Mary did it, George, Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble. They scoured all over town looking for money. And then you say, and then there'll be this pause. And if you forget your line, I'm going to prod you, pal.
And you know, the worst part is, that's the part of the movie where everybody gets choked up. When his brother comes in, we're like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you start crying on me, pal. Don't you start crying on me.
If you don't cry, though, at the end of It's a Wonderful Life, you must be soulless. Or you've just seen it every day for 50 years.
All right, so here we go. And if Mike Sanders is out there someplace with Ernest, no longer intern, but just Ernest, if they want to come in and sing Auld Lang Syne at the end, they can. If they don't, oh, well, that's the way it goes. Heather Fry on my left, producer Heather Fry, will be playing Mary. On the phone, Jim Solem will be playing Harry, at least Harry at the end of the movie. Because there's a line earlier, but I'm not going to make you do that. I think we're ready for this. I need some water. Yes, let's clear our palates here and our throats. I may not make it. My voice is toast. I've done this. I've performed this 3 times this week. Once yesterday, once the day before. You'll see why I can't do it very often.
That's why it's seasonal.
Yeah. But at least I don't have to do the goofy shtick because it's on the radio.
Yes.
I just do the voice thing.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the second time on the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, it's a wonderful slice of It's a Wonderful Life. Hello, Joseph. Trouble? A lot of people are asking for help for a man named George Bailey. Joseph, send for Clarence. You sent for me, sir? Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help. Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, might I perhaps win my wings? Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. See the town? Hey, who's that? That's your problem. George Bailey. That's him when he was 12. Help, George, help! Hang on, Harry! George saved his brother's life that day. Mr. Potter! Who's that? That's Henry F. Potter, the richest and meanest man in the county. Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You can't begin to spend all the money you've got. Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me. You can't say that about my father. You're the biggest man in town. Bigger than him. Bigger than everybody. George Bailey, I'll love you to the day I die. Mr. Gower. Capsules. Don't hit my sawyer again. Don't hit my sawyer again. Genuine English cowhide combination lock fitted up with brushes, combs. No. I want a big one. Hey, what'd you stop it for? I want you to take a good look at that face. Who is it? George Bailey. Afternoon, Mr. Bailey. Hello, Violet. Hey, you look good. That's some dress you got on there. Why, this old thing? I only wear it when I don't care how I look. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal at the old Bailey boarding house. You wouldn't consider coming back over to the building and loan, would you? I'm going to do something big and something important. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party. Yee-haw! Uh-oh, Sam Wainwright.
Well, hello.
Dance by the light of the moon. Ah, oh, hot dog, just like an organ. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world. George, come quick. Your father's had a stroke. Now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend Peter Bailey. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver. Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him. But to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Sentimental hogwash. George, they voted Potter down. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place. I'm leaving. I'm leaving now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here, he's your man. My wild Irish rose crash. I'm all right. I know. He didn't go. That's right. Well, hello, Mary. I see you're turning the pages, and I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a moment.
Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute.
Would you rather leave?
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're... Oh, Mary.
George.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run. If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen. 3, 2, 1, bingo! We made it! Close the door, we made it! Look, we're still in business. We still got $2 left. A toast to Mama Dollar and Papa Dollar. And if you want to keep this old building and loan in business, you better have a family real quick. I own a house. Me, Giuseppe Martini. I own a house. Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough. I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but just what exactly did you want to see me about? The point is, I want to hire you. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year. The answer's no. No, doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say that you were nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too. Now, you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls. No. Joseph, now show him what happened today. $8,000. Oops. We've got to find that money. I'm no good to you. Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Dun, 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 dun. Hello, Daddy. Dun, 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 dun. Must she keep playing that? Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it. Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you? Hello, Mrs. Welsh? Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welsh. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welsh. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife. What do you want?
I burped.
Daddy, how do you spell hallelujah? How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Stop it. Well, what's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on. Play.
Oh, Daddy.
Must you torture the children?
Does Daddy need anger management?
Yes, Pete.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately.
You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Manipulation of funds, malfeasance, Minneapolis, all those really crazy M-words.
Why are you drinking so much, my friend? Please go home, Mr. Bailey. This is a Christmas Eve.
Bailey? Next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse. Now look what you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Come back here, you drunken fool. Hey, what's the matter with you? Look where you're going.
Dear God, I'm not a praying man, but...
Help! Help!
Well, who are you then?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
AS2, what's that AS2?
Angel, second class.
Well, what'd you want to save me for?
Oh, that's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
You look about like the kind of angel I'd get.
What'd you say? I said I wish I'd never been born.
Oh, no, you must... Wait, Joseph? You got your wish. You've never been born.
Well, what I need's a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, Angel? You want a drink? Where's my car?
I beg your pardon? My car.
I'm the fellow who owns the car that ran into your tree.
You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? You mean Bedford Falls.
I mean Pottersville.
Well, come on, Gabriel.
Clarence.
Oh, every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
That does it. Out, you two pixies, go through the door or out the window. Get me. I'm giving out wings.
You're crazy, that's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone.
Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut.
All right, well, where do you live?
Well, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now hurry up.
All right.
Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary? Where's my kids?
Watch him, Bert.
Bert! Ernie, what's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there on the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember?
Mother. Mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
George who?
All I know is that this should be Bailey Park. But where are the houses?
Gone.
Where's Harry?
Dead.
Where's Mary?
You're not going to like it, George.
Where's Mary? Where is she? Where is she? She's just about to close up the library.
There must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
Mary, it's George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Oh, Mary, please, don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you, Mary.
Stand back.
Help me, Clarence. Please. Please. I want to live again.
George, hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
Bert, do you know me?
Hey, your mouth's bleeding. You sure you're all right?
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's petals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas! Yay! Hello,
Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas, Movie House! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan! Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you in jail!
Merry Christmas, Daddy! Kids, Janie, Tommy, Daddy! Zuzu, my little ginger snap, how do you feel? Fine, not a smidge of temperature.
Come on, George. Come on downstairs.
Oh, let me touch you. Are you real? You've no idea what's happened to me.
Come on, George. Come on downstairs. Come in. Uncle Billy, everybody.
Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people you're in trouble. They scoured all over town collecting money. Harry.
A toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Should all acquaintance
you can sing too, Harry.
Forgot
and never brought
too much. Yeah.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Should all the acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne.
Bravo.
Thank you, Harry, on the phone line. Jim Solem, you were remarkable. And I want to just say, what was that?
Same for you. Awesome.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say, not only did Mike Sanders not invite me to the Christmas party, he fails to show up in the studio to sing Auld Lang Syne.
So am I less
you
off
are,
the hook
you,
now?
You're less on the hook. Sanders is toast.
I can go with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that works.